Formation of a Matrix. Hello, thank you for being here with me again. As most of you know, I'm Marie Swaru. In my last video, I described how the interests of the people in power will dictate what is registered in history as facts, or as truth. It's basically the same old saying that states that history is written by the victors. The ones in power will always impose on the population whatever is in their best interest to be believed by the people, always with a purpose that serves only the ones in power. Throughout the centuries, people have always been given false history, whatever is convenient for the ones in power. Nowadays there is no difference. Before the mass media, before the Industrial Revolution, it was very easy to control what information was given to the general population, and then with the advent of printed newspapers and books, it became even easier because the people, as they still do today, take for granted that if something is in the media, then it must be true. They take for granted that there is some kind of mechanism that guaranteed the acceptance, veracity, and exactitude of whatever is shared on respectable media platforms. The people in power will impose what they want the people to believe, and that will be what is registered as truth, and then, as I explained, the next oligarch in power may fall into the same trap of believing what his predecessor imposed as truth. But this problem I also mentioned in my last video happens mostly with people with some degree of political power but at a low level. But then I must mention that the oligarchs at the top of the food chain are quite conscious of this, and this is another reason why they invented secret societies, in order to conserve the truths and facts that serve them, but that should not be available to the general population because it would work against those in power. This is another reason why I mentioned in a previous video that there are at least two sciences on Earth, one for the people, and another for those in power, and I mean in truly high positions. Those who control the officially appointed politicians, such as presidents and premiers that in reality are only their fronts and their puppets. Those presidents and premiers, and lesser politicians would be a good example of those with some power who still believe in the official, but false narrative the ones on top impose on the general population. As you can see, one of the purposes of secret societies is to conserve what they call the truth, yet those two certainly would also fall into the same sort of mechanism, and trap those even further above them all. For example, the Galactic Federation would also be manipulating what the secret societies on Earth may think is hard truth and fact, just as they do to the politicians who in turn do the same to the general population. Going deeper into analyzing this problem, conserving truth and facts is not everything those in power inside secret societies do because, as you know, they also deliberately create and impose lies onto their puppet politicians and on the general population whenever they want to guide and steer the perception of the population in one or another direction, whenever it is needed by them. One of their biggest lies is the order of things, how society at large functions and how the power structure on Earth works, as well as all the other substructures, such as religions, politics, and everything that has to do with science, as they use it as yet another tool for manipulation, to justify whatever they want, especially how reality in the physical world works. Because what science dictates as facts are always in accordance with the interests of those in power, many times even going against the scientific method itself, with this becoming another dogmatic institution, another religion. Where when against their interests, the true scientific facts are suppressed and erased in favor of pseudoscientific official results that are conveniently in favor of those in power and with all their agendas in hand. To form their matrix, those in true power have to impose their lies with enough congruency so they can be easily believed by the masses, so you can here see why they must also do everything possible to dumb down the population, to deny them the tools for free thought. And for best results, the population must be indoctrinated into how to behave and how to think, and the younger the age they start, the better. As a pope once said, "Give me a child before the age of 7, and he will always belong to the church." The formation of their controlled matrix depends on the set of controlled and more or less congruent lies and justifications that are imposed on the general population as hard facts to follow, some even as scientific facts that may not be questioned, those that form the nature of reality itself in the minds of those living under those conditions. The problem is that lies will always be lies, and they tend to fall apart, so the ones in power have to constantly reinforce, patch and justify their incongruences as time goes by. But there comes a time when patching and justifying lies with more lies becomes unsustainable, even for those in true power, on earth or not. And those lies tend to fall apart when some people begin to understand them as such, begin to see through the incongruences, and begin to think on their own. This would be the case of the awakened ones, star seeds, and so on. Then the ones in power must come up with excuses and mechanisms to reinforce the lies they imposed as truths, and one of them is to shame and ridicule those few awakened ones before they influence others in sufficient numbers to cause the ones in power real trouble. When all this is not enough, and the mass of the population is awakened, they must reset society before everything is beyond their control, as the very safety and existence of all those oligarchs in power are at stake. How they reset society is a subject for another video. They do that in multiple ways, but always involving the erasure of a culture's memory, which means erasing people as well, and the imposition of even more lies to form new belief structures of the incoming new society, as well as to justify the existence of whatever is left from the former society, for example, archaeological structures, such as the pyramids all over the world. To reset society, they must erase memory, as I said, that means an open attack against the elderly, and they do that in multiple ways, such as programming social shaming coming from younger generations to lessen the importance of their teachings, and also the imposition of having to consume many dangerous and damaging drugs in the name of health, coming from Big Pharma and a corrupt and unethical medical system, among other things. The way it looks like they are resetting Earth society nowadays is a progressive erasure of everything that links to its past, such as the removal of books, replacing them with over-controlled online information. With the erasure of a culture's past, they also avoid the present one to evolve learning from its mistakes and growing progressively, many times having to start all over from scratch, such as in the case of hard resets where everything is destroyed. Notice the parallelism with souls incarnating on Earth with little to no memory of past lives, the same control principle operating here, where on one hand it is convenient for society's controllers, and on the other, some souls also want the expansion creating experience of a short and chaotic incarnation on Earth, with no remembrance of their past lives, therefore having to find their way back home. As they erase the elderly, they also indoctrinate the new generations in their schooling institutions, imposing on the youngsters the lies they need them to believe, and removing older texts and documents that may not be of service to the ones in power, in the name of them not being actualized. This is what I would call a soft reset, where all the culture of a planet is changed in a few generations, all done with a complex set of mechanisms, some of which I just described, resulting in a near total reset of the former social structure and its values. But there have been more dramatic total resets where they basically wipe out nearly all who are alive, forcing Earth society to start all over again from scratch, from a stone age. Today's Earth culture is controlled beyond belief, Most people are just starting to see that politics are nothing more than a distraction and have prefixed results, making them all false, and so is the economic system. But the level of control over the population is much greater than only political control, because even climate and earthquakes are artificial there, at least mostly, and as we will discuss further on. And who would be those who have the power to reset an entire planet? Although I do accept that natural cataclysms do exist and may have had an important role in some societal resets in Earth's past, I see no one else other than the Galactic Federation. Thank you for watching my video, and I hope to see you here next time. With much love, Marie Soirou.